On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques, correlation versus causation.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video, graphic design, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation and leave your comments, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio podcast, since the show started over 10 years ago, that's cool too, no problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/TNB, short for Technobabble, and leave your comment on one of those shows as well. That's cool. So, as you're troubleshooting, maybe you're using the scientific method and you're noticing a pattern. So, this is last week we talked about using the scientific method, having a hypothesis, etc. There is a bit of a problem that you need to overcome, and that is correlation versus causation. Now, this is something that a lot of people fall victim to all the time, and it's something that I admit in troubleshooting, one of the questions that we sometimes ask is, what changed? That's a correlation question. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's causation, and the correlation might be a weak one, like time. So if the question is, well, our projector quit working, what changed? Well, the only thing I can think of is we had a plumber come in and work on the plumbing last week, so therefore, working on the plumbing causes the projector not to work. No. It probably doesn't. I guess there's a slight possibility that that could affect the ground that could affect it. By the way, I mean the grounding of the electricity to, sometimes people use pipes to ground their electric. But chances are that's not it. Now, if instead of a plumber, you actually had an electrician, that might have had something to do with it, but we don't know that. Just because two things happened around the same time does not mean that they have any relationship to each other whatsoever. So when we're asking the correlation versus causation question, what we're asking is, two things happened around the same time. Are they related whatsoever, or are they just two things that happened at the same time? So let me give you another example. I've told this story before, but I ran a contest a couple of years ago, and someone let me know that he had a virus. So he was asking if I knew that the software I was using for the contest was causing viruses. And I said, I don't think it is. And he said, no, it definitely is. They both happened at the same time. And I said, now, really, let's examine this. And really, I wanted to get down to the bottom of this, because if the software was causing a virus, we should, I needed to eliminate the use of that immediately. So, first question I asked was, are there other people that signed up for this contest that had the same problem? So I asked around. I asked as many as would answer me if they had also gotten a virus. No, none of them had. I even had a couple of people say that they frequently run antivirus software and hadn't had a problem. So they actually knew with certainty that they had not gotten a virus from this software. So same cause, different result. That's at least suspect. Secondly, I checked, and there were hundreds of other people that had used this software and not gotten viruses as a result. So that was more ammunition, I guess you could say, that this wasn't actually causing the virus. Next, some other information came to the front, and that was that at this time, this was the Facebook side of things, there were a lot of memes and such going around where you would click on it, you'd watch the funny thing, and then it would take over your account and share it. And that's the virus that he was getting. So, as it turned out, at least in my troubleshooting of his situation and discussing it, it seemed like he'd clicked on something else, hadn't even thought about it, had not considered it as a possibility, and clicked on my contest, and assumed that since both of these, since the contest and the result of clicking on the other thing happened at the same time, that my contest was the cause. So there was correlation, time correlation, but there wasn't causation. So despite what I was trying to explain, he never accepted the possibility that maybe it was something else, despite all these other situations and all the other evidence. And that's a problem. This is also a problem that we see politically. People will say, well, this group of people came in and therefore we had this problem. Might not be related whatsoever. My teenage daughter, she has kind of a bit of a problem with this as well. She has decided that Friday the 13th is bad luck. Bad luck for her. Every Friday the 13th, she has bad luck. Now, just because she has bad luck on a day that people claim is an unlucky day, she's put two and two together and decided that it equals five, and that is that Friday the 13th is the cause of her bad luck. It's not that she's paying more attention because she assumes that she's going to have bad luck, which I think is the actual cause. In fact, it's something a little bit different. She thinks because that it's Friday the 13th, therefore that's the cause of her bad luck. And so I think that this is a problem just across the board. You've got to separate correlation from causation, because it should be the case that if correlation is causation, because it could be, you know, it could be that when at the same time that I turn off the light switch, the light goes off. Those are correlated. Turns out turning off the light switch does turn off the lights. They're caused. So there's a cause and effect relationship there. So it should be the case, if this is true, that it would work in both directions. The light never comes on when the light switch is off, and the light always turns off when you turn off the light switch. The light always comes on when you turn on the light switch. The more times you do that, the more evidence you have, the more correlations that you can nail down, the more likely it is that it's going to be a cause. So another quick example from my life, I had a shop vac here in the office, and I was vacuuming up some stuff under my desk, and I was right by a power strip, and every time that I would hit the power strip with the nozzle of the shop vac, the lights would go off. I started to think, wow, that's interesting that the lights are going off. So I kept doing it, and every time I would hit it, it would do it. So I might be led to believe that the lights were somehow going off as a result of me hitting that that power strip with the nozzle. Turns out that the problem was my wife was trying to get my attention, and she was watching and playing a little joke on me. There's a light switch at the door, kind of that direction if you're watching the video, and she was standing at the door. My back was to her because I was under this desk behind me, and every time I would go to that same spot, she would turn off the lights. Then when I would pull it back, she would turn the lights back on. So she just was messing with me. She didn't want to yell because the shop vac was kind of loud. She just wanted to have a little fun. So again, something correlated in time, but it wasn't that my action was causing it. It was that my wife was trying to get my attention and thought she'd play a little joke. So that's something that you should consider when someone is trying to fool you into thinking that something which is correlated is actually the cause. Every time I hit it, the lights go off. As it turns out, the only way that these things are connected is that I'm getting electricity in the same house, but that's it. The cause was actually my wife. So it's very important that you know which is which. If you like this content, subscribe to my email newsletter at trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.